When you guys are working on an individual time, you're welcome to move the computers around. During the meetings, we have just kind of guides there, so you're not blocking them with the little cameras. Looks good. And if you would like, when you have to use the whiteboard, you might want to attach the microphones to your badge or something. Okay, well, I'm recording, so you are ready to roll.
Welcome everybody. I'm Abby Gonzalez. You can call me Abby. So this is our kickoff meeting. And I guess we should all get acquainted. But do you want to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Kiara. Marketing expert. Would you like me to talk about my aims at the moment, or would you like me to just say my name and then we can talk about
We'll get to that later.
My name is Kiara, and I'm the marketing expert.
I forgot to say I'm the project manager, but I figured you all knew that already.
I'm Stephanie, and I am the user interface designer.
I'm Krista, and I'm the industrial designer.
So, here's our agenda for today. We're going to do some tool training, project plan, discuss. So, our aim is to produce a remote control that is original, trendy, and user friendly. And to do this, we have to there's certain things we have to consider about functional aspects and conceptual design. So, functional design, conceptual design, and detailed design. So, throughout our next couple of meetings, we'll be covering these things. So, we're going to try our whiteboard. Draw our favorite animal to sum up the characteristics of that animal.
So you want us to draw it and then talk about it, or just draw it?
I think both.
Yeah.
It starts. We have to decide if it starts.
Any volunteers? Here or no, they want to draw.
Does it have to be functional, trendy, and user-friendly?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'll draw.
A dolphin.
Yeah.
It's like playing Pictionary.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't really matter.
So what characteristics do you like about your animal?
I like its tail. I think dolphins are really, they're smart and they're cute. And they like swimming, that's cool.
They're graceful.
They're graceful, yeah. And they're so
sleek.
Yeah, they're sleek and they're like intelligent and I don't know. It's a little like binocular.
I don't know how intelligent that one looks.
Yeah, he doesn't look that smart. So, I don't know. I think it's cool the interaction that and the things that the reasons people seem to like, you know. You get people are sitting on the beach and like, oh look, there's dolphins. It's kind of, but they jump around in the water and they're happy. And they're mammals, but they swim.
Is anybody else in a draw their animal?
Supposed to be drawing an animal.
It's a cat.
I don't know, they sleep all day. Easy to draw.
I have a cat as well, but I've got the spare one. Okay. It's a spare one. But it's harder to draw.
Of course.
Yes.
That's
good.
The name's good, but anyway, looking back. And the main reason is that they're pretty. I think they're very pretty and they go well with the environment and I like the way they run. I used to be horse riding and they're just very sort of sturdy and nice animals. And I like the way they feel sort of under their hand. I think that's pretty much it.
This credits.
It's a pig. So I'm thinking we should design a remote control that's water resistant, strong, and furry. You think?
And furry.
Yeah. Like a cat.
Textile.
Yeah.
Textile.
I'll get
keep dragging it.
Oh my gosh. This is disastrous.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Moving on. Our selling price goal is 25 euro and profit aim is 50 million euro. So I'm guessing that we're not actually in Scotland, we're in some European country. and we hope to sell this internationally.
So can you say that what our price goals again?
Selling price is 25 euro. Profit aim, 50 million. Yeah.
How many should we sell them?
Any more mathematician?
2 million. I know. Well, it's a profit, so if a profit for each is
10 million,
I would do 4 million. It's a good one.
So let's say 50%.
I don't know what these mean because I didn't actually make the slideshow.
Experience with remote control. So I guess we have to reflect on our experiences with remote controls to decide what we would like to see in a convenient, practical, nice remote control. So do we have any initial ideas for how this remote control should be designed, or for method, or the buttons that you like?
I think one thing is that it should be easy to find.
I was thinking about that. I think we should design something that has like a, so you can, like somehow like, you always know where your TV is, so you should have a call button. I've always wanted that.
Yeah.
You can push a button.
I mean, it's for the portable
phone. Yeah.
So
yeah. So you should have a call button on your television.
Yeah.
You can find your remote control.
And even I think a little light, or even a maybe a vibrating thing. I don't know, but some because it's usually under the sofa.
Yeah.
In which case you're going to be lit. But if it has a sort of signal which isn't any sound, I don't know if it's expensive maybe. Maybe call is enough, but yeah.
But like, I mean, your phone even just has some.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It can vibrate, it can light up and
yeah.
Make noise. And,
I don't know.
What if it had something like, just like a magnet on the back of it, and you could, I mean, just to have some place to put it besides like a base,
yeah.
You know, like a
yeah,
phone has a base.
Yeah.
Like just to have a home for it.
Yeah. I mean,
because people just stick it up on top of their TV, but the point of having a remote is not to have to walk over to the TV.
Yeah,
so.
That's why it's always in the couch.
Yeah.
In the couch. I don't know. It seems like that would be hard because you're not going to be lazy.
Maybe we should design couches that have the remote control.
Yeah, so we designed just now couches.
Even just the thing to attach it to the wall. You know, if you had a thing, a pretty object attached to the wall, but that would really make it more expensive. But it's only a plastic thing.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And do you think it needs to be bigger to not lose? Or?
Bigger?
Not well. It needs to be sort of
hand-sized.
Yeah, I don't think you need them.
Not huge,
but definitely not.
It can't be that hard to put some kind of a noise on it.
No, I can't.
No,
really.
Or like a light thing, you know? I don't know.
Spaceship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or make it mobile so it runs. Don't find you.
Yeah.
That would be really. I'm sure we can do that for
24
years.
Okay. So what do we think this remote control should have in this?
Alright.
That's what we have left.
I also think though that it shouldn't have too many buttons, because I hate that when they have too many buttons.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it has to have too many functions, but like, just have like 8,000 buttons.
What if it might be a little fancy, but what if it had like a little screen? So it has less buttons but it still has all the functions.
That would be cool.
Like the
way
the mobile phone does.
Yeah. I mean it just seems like
so you could like like if you have I don't know if you have satellite through 100 channels, you can the way you do on your radio that you call it.
Select.
Yeah, but you can program. So you can program like your favorite channels. So, like, if you had a...
But would you have the screen on the thing, or would you have it on the telly transmitting the screen?
That's something we can decide.
I guess it needs to go together somehow,
Because, I don't know if it's... I think it's really expensive. If you use the telly screen, because the telly's already a screen, then you can sort of have a programming function, really easy, sort of arrow up and down on the remote, and then use the telly as a screen.
Right.
But
I think
but yeah, for sure. Something like it's not on the button, but it's telling you what to do.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Like you see those, people. I'm thinking of like celebrity cribs kind of things, when like they have all these things at their house. You know, their entire house is so electronic, and they have like this one master control that
and it's like a handheld that turns on everything sort of control, and it has like a screen and like, so I think it should be possible to have some kind of screen. Must be it's too expensive though. So.
But like mobile phones have screens.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's true. Yeah,
that's true. We have to remember our budget is 12,
yeah.
1250 for to actually make the device.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but it's something to think about, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to see how much that
would be. Well, some of it you can find out probably on the internet how much it's. Yeah, the other thing you said, that thing about robust and water. Water resistant.
Oh,
no, but it's, I thought, spot on. Good feel, tactile.
Yeah.
The tactile feel. Maybe something that doesn't make your hands sweat a lot.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Maybe just like a simple thing to have a clip on it. Like, so you can clip it to your.
Yeah.
Like, that's another.
Yeah.
I should probably start wrapping up. We've got some initial ideas that we can all look into. I need to come up with some new ones for the next meeting, which will be in another 30 minutes. So, yeah. The industrial design, what is that? It's going to be more into the working design, so I guess you'd be looking at that, some of the things we discussed about screen and that sort of thing. What is the UI?
User.
That's me.
Yeah, what does it say for
User interface.
User interface. So it's going to be more technical. I guess the beauty of the working design has also to do with like, the physical, like just the way it looks.
Working
design.
The structure?
Yeah.
What is technical function? Is it like that?
I guess you'd have to find out.
It says on that email.
It was in the email. I just don't really write down what
line said, it said, what effect should the thing have?
Right.
Yeah, like.
In working design. Okay.
Be a medium between you and the tally.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
right. And how it works. Okay. Right.
And the ending process.
Marketing.
So we'll be working on the use of requirements.
Yeah. Okay.
So I guess that wraps it up. I'll see you all in 30 minutes. I just did